This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and as the years go on, technology gets a little bit more advanced and we can do a little bit more with our phones, with our cars, with our everything, and you soon might be able to update your car like you do your phone. I'm joined by Mark Borlay, Senior Manager of Future Mobility at the REA. Mark, how are you?
Very good, thanks, Jordan.
So how are we updating our cars, like with the internet?
Well, what we're starting to see, for a whole variety of reasons, cars becoming connected to the internet. And one of the reasons they connect to the internet, and it can be done via the car having its own SIM card, like a phone, or by pairing itself to your phone and connecting to the internet, it allows it to get real-time map data, real-time traffic data, all of those sorts of things. It allows to send out signals if you've had an accident. It allows a whole lot of positives. One of the things that Tesla and some others are using, some of the German manufacturers, is they'll also update your car's software over the internet as well. So rather than you having your the software that runs your car updated when you take it in for a service, they may be able to do it. And those updates include everything from they may have made a tweak to make the engine systems run a little bit better. They may upload the data in your GPS. If you haven't got a live GPS, it just needs to have the data updated to find out where the new roads are. And they can also turn systems on and off. So, for example, on the Tesla, you can buy the autopilot system, and a lot of the functionality sits in there, but it's turned off. And if you pay for it, they turn it on. So we're going to see increasingly a lot of benefits from this, including people are notorious for not taking their cars in for recalls. And if the recalls are related to software, this gets rid of that inconvenience. But there's always a risk. You know, it's the same when you update your phone. They say, oh, you know, you've got to update it, and all of a sudden, you've got a new-looking screen, or it doesn't go the way you want it to, or it doesn't look the way it was before, or some of the functionality that you used to like is now gone or harder to get to. Or
when there's a new model coming out, suddenly your battery starts to go down faster.
Yep, I think we've already been there. So there's the other side that we just need to watch, but it is the future, and cars and phones, as I say, have got a lot in common now in the way that they live and actually will, you know, operate in the future.
I know my car, because it's a 2012 model, not quite advanced enough to update its maps on its own, and because of that, there are a few newer roads that don't exist in its GPS just yet.
Yeah, look, I think we've all probably at some stage driving older cars, especially like the Northern Expressway and the Northern Connector. Prior to them having your maps updated, if you look at your screen, it shows you driving across green fields.
Yeah.
So that's the sort of stuff that you used to, that we still do have to go into the dealers and they update it, often at a charge. Whereas you may have a part of your conditions of having your car is that you get all these updates automatically over the wire. So there are some benefits. I suppose it's just a matter of making sure your listeners understand what the future may look like, and that some of these technologies are, you know, two steps forward and one step back.
And with internet connected cars, I guess I'm going to take a thing out of Fast and Furious. Is there no way for remote control hacking kind of situations going on?
Look, the largest pieces of work being done by the automotive industry in the software area is about that that cyber security, the inability to be hacked, and etc. So, like anything, you know, if it's like any computer, really, if it's connected, it's potentially hackable. They've got very smart people working on them, but we've seen examples in the past where people have been able to hack them, not easily, but it's just something we need to be wary of.
For sure. Well, Mark, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Thanks for your interest, Jordan.
That's Mark Borlay, Senior Manager of Future Mobility at the REA on your Classic It's Breakfast.